New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What is up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by thelibertyline.com. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at The Philly Pod. On today's show, we will be talking some practice notes. The Eagles added a fullback. We have playoff scenarios. And a Ravens receiver refused to play against the Eagles on Sunday. If you are new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the growth and the exposure of the show. Can't thank you guys enough for the support. It doesn't go unnoticed. I was able to sit and wait for the injury report. I wanted to wait for the report to come out, the first one of the week before I recorded this, and we did just get it finally. So after missing the last 2 weeks, Devontae Smith returned to practice. He was a full participant with his hamstring injury. Reed Blankenship missed practice after coming out of Sunday's game with a concussion. Sidney Brown didn't practice with a knee injury. Britton Covey missed practice. He just came back. He did not participate today with a neck injury. And Dallas Goedert, we've spoken about it this week, did not practice with his knee injury. The Eagles have yet to make a decision as far as Dallas Goedert's injured reserve status, so we'll keep an eye on that. Saquon Barkley had a much-deserved rest day. Mekhi Becton also had a rest day. Jalen Carter had a rest day. Darius Slay returned after missing last week's game. He was a limited participant. Josh Sweat had a rest day. And Johnny Wilson returned to practice with a hamstring injury in a limited capacity. So the headline here, Devontae Smith, full participant. They kept him out of the Ravens game as a precaution. If I had to put money on it, I would say he's going to be good to go for Sunday against the Carolina Panthers. We'll be excited to see Smitty back in action on Sunday as they get ready to go on their stretch run here in preparation for the postseason. Exciting news. It's been a little bit, but the Eagles have a fullback on the roster. They went ahead and signed Mr. Kari Blasingame to the practice squad yesterday. In a corresponding move, they did part ways with John Ross, who I forgot was on the team, to be honest. When I saw his name, I said, oh, damn, he was still on the practice squad. He's not doing the roster gymnastics that they have Paris Campbell doing with the elevating and the releasing and the signing back and then elevating and then signing him to the active roster and releasing him again. John Ross, a fun story over the summer, but he has been cut to make room for Mr. Blasingame. Blasingame previously played with the Titans and the Bears. He was released from Chicago back in October. Chicago has a myriad of needs at the moment. They're not concerned with a fullback. A lot of people are asking me, why does Chicago let him go? The fullback is damn near extinct in the NFL. Chicago doesn't need to keep one on their roster. It makes sense for a team like the Eagles, who are obviously campaigning hard for Saquon to get that 2,000-yard season. And they've been deploying Ben Van Sumeren as their makeshift fullback throughout the year until he got hurt. They had Grant Calcaterra kind of filling in on those plays last week. But now that Dallas Goedert is hurt, they're going to want him to focus on tight end. They're going to want Calcaterra to make sure he can handle all the responsibilities that come with that. So in comes Blasingame to fill in on some of those run packages, some of those jumbo formations, pistol, eye formation, whatever it is Kellen is going to have them doing. He's a big guy, 230 pounds. It shows that the Eagles are really, really leaning into this run game. I know that a lot of people are saying that the Eagles' identity is just run the ball at this point, and the Eagles are leaning into that, and they're showing that by bringing in fullbacks now. It's our first one since maybe Leonard Weaver, I think. I can't remember the last listed one. I saw some journalists yesterday put some names out. I know Leonard Weaver was the big name that I see a lot of fans excited about. And Leonard Weaver was the highest paid fullback in football before he got hurt. And that was the last we saw of him in Philadelphia. But if this guy can give you something in these in some of these run packages and block for Saquon and clear out the path in addition to the offensive line, I'm all about it. Blasingame played in 66 career games. He's played 687 offensive snaps and 860 special team snaps in his career. So he's definitely going to fill in some roles on special teams as well. That's what Bam Van Sumeren did. So Blasingame is going to be able to give you some reps there as well. As I'm looking it up, it looks like the last listed fullback the Eagles ever had was Stanley Havili in 2012. They had Owen Schmidt in 2011 and then Leonard Weaver in 2010. So the first fullback that the Eagles have had on a roster in over 10 years. So fun stuff. The fullback is not dead as far as the Eagles are concerned. They're going to use him to make sure that Saquon gets that 2,000-yard season, and I am all about it. So can't wait to see what he brings to the offense.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
We have playoff scenarios. The Eagles can punch their ticket to the postseason as soon as this weekend. There is an abundance of scenarios that could lead to that, all starting with Eagles wins and Eagles ties and what have you. The most straightforward way would be an Eagles win. There's 10 total scenarios. You guys can look that up on Twitter. I wrote an article about it on Liberty Line as well, so you can go check those out. The most straightforward way for the Eagles to clinch a spot this weekend would be an Eagles win over the Panthers, Atlanta loss to the Minnesota Vikings this weekend. The Vikings are heavy favorites. An Arizona loss to Seattle. Those games are always tough. And then a Rams loss to the Buffalo Bills, which is realistic. Josh Allen's on a tear right now. So if the Eagles beat the Panthers and the Falcons, Cardinals, and Rams all lose, the Eagles will have a ticket to the postseason. Now, the number one seed, they're still behind the Lions in that regard. Now, there's two things that need to happen in order for the Eagles to be in contention for the number one seed, to be in firm, like control their own destiny, I should say, for the number one seed. Number one, they got to lose to the Packers on Thursday. You need Detroit to lose to the Packers. We are all Packers fans tomorrow night. If the Lions beat the Packers, you're going to need the Lions to lose twice. So Packers, you need to beat the Lions. For Eagles fans, we need to be big Packers fans on Thursday night. And we also need Minnesota to lose any game, because I think in that scenario, there's like a bunch of calculations that go into it as far as strength of schedule and things like that. If the Vikings went out, then they would have beaten the Falcons, who the Eagles lost to, and all that stuff that go into it. So to make it easier, the Vikings have to lose. So basically, Vikings have to lose any game from now until the end of the season, and we super desperately need the Packers to beat the Lions. And then if those things happen, the Eagles will control their own destiny for the number one seed. So those are things that we'll be watching going forward. Lastly, on this show for today, a quick one for you guys before tomorrow's preview. Some funny news regarding the Baltimore Ravens. Deontay Johnson has been suspended for a game by the Baltimore Ravens for refusing to enter Sunday's game against the Eagles. So Deontay Johnson's had a rough go since coming along over from the Carolina Panthers to the Baltimore Ravens. He's only played a handful of snaps. He's only had a few catches. Hasn't done a whole lot since he's been traded over there. Mind you, he was traded one other time this season from the Steelers to the Panthers and then again to the Ravens. So he's been hopping around. Hasn't been easy going. This man took one look at Quinyon Mitchell and said, I'm not doing it. He didn't want the smoke. He didn't want the smoke with the secondary. He said, I'm not doing it. I'm not going in. I'm not going in. Now, as funny as that joke is, if I had to guess, the realistic scenario is they had Deontay Johnson sit for 3.5 quarters. They asked him to go into the game during garbage time. Deontay Johnson said, forget that. I don't know what you think this is. I'm not going in now. And then they butted heads on that front, and now he's being suspended for not adhering to the request of the team. So they're going to have to figure it out moving forward. The Baltimore Ravens said they still want him for their stretch run, but everybody has to be on board and this and that. But it was just hysterical to see that Deontay Johnson just didn't want to play. He's like, you didn't need me the first 3 quarters. Don't ask me to go in now. But for a player that is campaigning for more playing time, you would think he would take advantage of the opportunities that the coach was giving him. If I'm him, I'm playing hard in the fourth quarter. I'm going to go out. I'm going to make some plays. I'm going to show the coaches that I deserve to be on the field. This is counterproductive for Deontay Johnson. This is not the way to get in good graces with their coaches. But I'm not him. I'm not in his head. You know, everybody has their motives. I'm sure he thinks he's better than garbage time. But sometimes you got to be humble, and you got to work to get in the good graces of your coaches. It happened with Jahan Dotson and Washington. He fell out of favor with Dan Quinn. They traded him, and now he's in Philadelphia. Similar situation here. You got to listen to your coaches. And that's a tough go for an NFL player who's so used to being he was the number one option in Pittsburgh for a while. And then he came to Carolina, thought he would be the prominent target in Carolina. Then Xavier Leggett took that over. They traded him away, and now he's in Baltimore and still can't find a role. So I understand it's frustrating, but you can't just not go into the game. I'm running with the story that he was just scared of Fangio's defense. He just saw Quinyon and said, I'm not dealing with this. Fuck that. Not doing it. That's the funnier scenario. That's the one I'm going to run with if anybody asks me. Thank you guys for checking out this quick episode here of the Philly Pod. Tomorrow we will have the preview ahead of the Carolina matchup. Should be a smooth game. Carolina allows the most rushing yards in the league. Fun fact, 4 of the 6 teams that the Eagles face are all like bottom 5 in rushing. So Saquon, history's in front of you. It's yours for the taking. We will all be excited to watch him do it, if that is going to be reality. We appreciate you guys for checking this out. Be sure to subscribe, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the show. You can follow me on all social media platforms over at The Philly Pod. I will catch you guys tomorrow, but until then, y'all, peace out from The Philly Pod.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.